Things are definitely rebounding, and not just in Springfield, but on the national level as a whole. The tourism industry did see a strong increase last year. Springfield, though, we were over the national average at a 4.8% increase.
And I'm guessing we can assume that maybe the economy, a little bit better news, maybe people feeling as though they can take those trips, they can go spend the night in a hotel, that type of thing?
People are out traveling more, definitely. But also, the normal families, you know, mom and dad are both working now. The kids are busy in sporting events and all kinds of activities. So the trends are changing a little bit, that instead of one large vacation a year, that families tend to be taking more 3-day trips, 4-day trips. Let's get out of town, and Springfield is a perfect 3-4-day destination.
Let me go back on that, because I remember when the Lincoln Presidential Museum, the library, were all being discussed, there was a lot of talk then that the big push had to be to get people to stay longer when they came to town, that Springfield for some was seen as a day destination. They didn't spend the night, or maybe they stayed one night. And this would add to that. It would make people stay the night. It make them stay a second night. That helps the local economy. They get to see more things while they're here. Have you noticed that? You've been with the organization a long time. Have you noticed since the library and museum came in that people are staying longer?
The leisure travelers are staying longer in Springfield. And it's our sights and attractions, but it's also our events and all the activities going on in Springfield, from our theater to our downtown Springfield. Incorporated has some fabulous events now on an annual basis, downtown Springfield. So there's just so many things to do. Each piece of those kind of activities adds to our tourism product.
And we were going to talk a little bit about what lies ahead. You've had a good year the last year. You saw tourism numbers up. You are developing some new marketing strategies. One of those includes the time of the year in which you're doing the marketing. You had said before that summertime was when a lot of the push was on to get people to come to Springfield for tourism purposes. You're trying to expand that a bit.
Correct. The past several, many, many years at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, our main ad campaign would be placed late spring, early summer, trying to hit the summer traveler. With the digital efforts, and things are so much more cost effective in the digital world, that we are actually expanding our advertising efforts this year. We did a summer campaign, of course, but we are launching a new fall campaign that will launch in about 2 weeks. Hitting the fall season, those couples, the older couple travelers, and including some families for the weekend. And then next spring, we will launch a spring break campaign, which will be new for Springfield. You know, of course, Springfield is perfect for families, and we just think that's a perfect match for us.
What in the fall, what's the big push for people to come to Springfield in the fall? I know that a lot of locations, a lot of the historic sites, there's some discussion, may actually even be curtailing some hours later on this year due to budget problems. But, you know, is there enough going on locally in that time of the year for people to come?
Well, definitely. Of course, we think there is. But our fall campaign will be a campaign. It's called 16 Ways to Springfield. And with that campaign, the microsite, which is the landing page from all the digital advertising placements, it has actually 16 things of interest of Springfield at the top of it. And this will allow us the opportunity to really see, you know, we know people are interested in Lincoln, or we're pretty sure they are if they're looking at Springfield. But what other things are interesting to our consumers? And that's what we're trying to get out of this campaign, are also the statistics that will follow. Travelers these days, they're not as traditional as they used to be. It's not always about the sights and attractions. It's the foodies and the special interest and the unique experience that travelers are looking for. So we're hoping with those 16 ways to Springfield at the top of that microsite that we can start to pin down what are travelers that are looking at Lincoln also looking for, that can encourage them, of course, to come, but then also encourage them to stay longer.
We're talking with Gina Gimberling. She is the acting executive director of the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau. And tourism numbers were up. That's a good thing, and maybe people don't always realize that. I think in Springfield, you have state government, you have the medical community here in town, and people think that is the engine that really drives the town, and they are, the both of those. But certainly tourism plays a big role.
It definitely does. It brings in about $7.5 million into just tax receipts into the local economy. So that helps, you know, everything from streets, sidewalks, our school district. It helps it's less that our average citizens have to pay for their property taxes, and it helps at the bottom line, most definitely. And it keeps people employed.
And it's frustrating, I would think, because at times when you have to tell people about all the things that are going on in Springfield and they live right here and may not realize that, because you touched on the foodie aspect, all these other things that are going on. I think Springfield has a lot happening that maybe people who live here at times are not really aware of or don't pay that close of attention to.
We have so many things, and that's, you know, and I think that's pretty common for most communities. The average citizen, you know, everyone gets so tied up in their day-to-day world and their lives and everything, busy lives with all everything going on. But definitely there are so many things to do here in Springfield, and we all just need to get out and take advantage of them and support them.
Well, Lincoln certainly drives so much of the tourism. And let me just ask a question regarding the Presidential Library and Museum. It's been in the news due to some a bit of a dust-up over who manages that facility. Have you seen any type of concern on that among people who come to town or people who were considering coming to town? Has that really played into tourism at all?
You know, it really doesn't. The average leisure traveler or the leisure consumer, they don't see the behind the scenes. They come to Springfield, they see that museum, which is just fabulous, and they all come out happy and then on to the next side of Springfield.
And next year is a couple of big anniversaries coming up. The end of the Civil War will be celebrated, I know, and Lincoln's funeral reenactment's going to be taking place in town. So you're probably expecting you could see another bump in travel to Springfield during that time?
Most definitely. And we're looking, the industry as a whole is expecting to continue to increase for about another year to 2 years. And then the experts are saying it will start to plateau a bit for a couple of years. But we have some real exciting things coming up next year, and pretty shortly we will start working on our marketing plan for next year and put our marketing strategies together on how can we help support those special interests and those special activities coming up next in 2015.
Well, we were talking tourism about people just deciding to come to Springfield. Before I let you go, I want to discuss for a moment convention business in Springfield as well. The Prairie Capital Convention Center, for example, just underwent a big makeover. You're seeing a bump also in the number of conventions in town?
We just came off a strong, strong summer convention season. We had several, probably almost a dozen national conventions that chose Springfield this summer as their destination, everything from the Coca-Cola collectors, several national faith-based groups. Of course, we are really big with the car shows, and the Cushman Club of America was here. And those are all groups that we have a sales team in our office of four, and they are constantly prospecting for new events to bring to Springfield. They are representing Springfield at national trade shows all across the United States, trying to encourage meeting planners and event planners to choose Springfield as their destination of choice.
Now, and what's the selling point there? I mean, I know that you're in competition with some much larger cities, some cities that might even be better known for at least some of the things they have in them. How do you go out and sell Springfield?
Oh, we have several strong points about Springfield, starting with, of course, our central location. And we have to remember, even though we're selling to a convention, that it's the attendees that the convention meeting planner wants to make happy. So one of the things that Springfield has that most communities of our size do not is we have that strong leisure component with all the Lincoln sites and the Dana Thomas House and all the things to do here, which most cities of our size do not have.
That's Gina Gimberling, Acting Executive Director of the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau. Gina, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.